ordinary council meeting. We'll now move to item four, announcements, and obviously announcements in full at our next ordinary council meeting. Item 5.1, public questions. Public question time will be held at the ordinary council meeting next week. Item 5.2, deputations. CEO, any deputations tonight?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Item 6 on the agenda, disclosures of interest. CEO, have any disclosures been received?
Yes, Lord Mayor. We have one direct financial interest has been received from Deputy Lord Mayor Count Bain. I'll have to get used to that. To item 12.1, the details of which will be included in the meeting notes, and also a disclosure of interest from Councillor Bevan in relation to the report 12.1 Community Development Alliance report, and it is an indirect financial interest.
Thank you, CEO. Are there any disclosures of interest from the floor? No. Okay, items 7 to 10 will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. So let's move to reports. And as we move through the reports, I will ask if any elected members have questions in relation to the item. Yeah. So Councillor, Deputy Lord Mayor Bain and Councillor Bevan are going to leave the chamber for this first item. Item 12.1, Business Improvement Grant Program, financial year 2021-2022. If you close the door behind you, thank you. Are there any questions on this item? No. Okay, reopen.
Maybe we should have asked before.
Yeah, maybe. Thank you. Item 12.2, Event Sponsorship Program 2021-2022, 32 Degrees South Group Proprietary Limited, West Tech Fest. Are there any questions on this item? Yes, Councillor Leesa.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I did have one prior question which was answered, but I have a further question. Is the West Tech Fest normally held in that Christmas week in December? Because that's what it's saying in our indicative events calendar.
Mm. See ya.
To the General Manager, Planning and Economic Development.
Sorry, I just want to confirm the date. It's normally early December. I don't know what it's indicating on there.
In the calendar, it's showing December 21, but not sure if that's an accurate date.
That's the year, as in 2021. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor. Is there any further questions? Let's go to item 12.3, final LGBTQI plus plan for 2021-2022. Councillor Fleeton, you had some questions.
Yes, if I can follow up on the last one, that third one there, it's saying the action is proposing to replace one of these flags. Which one?
CEO.
Through to the General Manager, Community Development.
Thank you. Through the Lord Mayor, I'd need to take it on notice in terms of the civic function protocols for flags, so I'm not aware which one off the top of my head, but I can find out for you.
If I can, in that investigation, does the staff just make a call, or does...
Through the Lord Mayor, I'm aware that there are some strong protocols in terms of the flags and how they're managed, so I would take it that there's quite a process around it, but I can find out for you.
Sure. And one final one, just backing up onto that second one, this hub, reviewing existing facilities and other options, what effort or hours are our officers going into the investigation of this hub, or is it the advisory group themselves that are looking into it?
See ya.
No, that would be something the city is involved in, and it's really just investigating. So at the end of the property review, looking at our entire asset base. It might be something that there is available space. It might even extend to the Rod Evans Centre and facilities that are on offer there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kylie. Any further questions there? Item 12.3, that was 12.3. Item 12.4, City of Light 60th anniversary. Are there any questions on this item? Thank you. We'll move to... there's no Infrastructure and Operations Alliance reports. 14 is Corporate Services. 14.1, Monthly Financial Report for August 2021. We had questions with notice from Councillor Leeser and Councillor Fleeton. Councillor Leeser in the first instance.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. No, that was answered. I was just inquiring as to how it was last year at the same point in time in our rates collection, and according to the answer, it's quite similar, so I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Leeser. Councillor Fleeton?
Just to follow up on mine, and more broadly, either to the CEO or the Director, it's been a while since I've asked, where are we up to more broadly in the city with delays across the board with what's happening in the Perth market at the moment, and any vacancies we've got with staff, anything being held up?
CEO?
So vacancies, do you mean property vacancies?
No, sorry. So talking
staff
about...
Staff vacancies.
Yeah, I was talking about the CivCon question. So it seems to be all on track for this one, but are there any staff vacancies internally that could lead to a project delay?
If I could refer that to the general manager, I think. Sorry, infrastructure and operations.
Thank you, through the Lord Mayor. We have a full complement of project managers, which we are very fortunate to have because there were some struggles early on in the year. And in addition to that, we've got a number of consultants that are working on some of our larger projects that are contracted in to fulfil our obligations. So at this stage, we don't see any significant delays in any of our major projects, but we will be coming back to you all within the engagement session to talk more fully around where we are with our projects.
Thanks, Alan. Are there any further questions on this one? 14.1 Monthly Financial Report, August. Any further questions? No. Okay. 14.2 Schedule of Accounts Paid, August 2021. Councillor Fleeton, you had one question here. All good. Any further questions from any councillors? 14.3 Special Budget Review, July to September 2021. Any questions on this item? Councillor Gordon.
The report says that the acquisition and installation of storage racking for the Christmas decorations was not foreseen, but I recall that being discussed at council. So was it just missed when we came to budget time, or was it not foreseeable?
See ya.
If I could direct to the special projects executive finance, Michael.
Thank you very much. Through the chair. There were a number of items in the budget review that could not have been reasonably foreseen. That was not one of them. That was an administrative error, and I'll put my hand up and take responsibility for that item not being included. This is an attempt to rectify that so that we do have the racking in place when it needs to be used.
Any further questions on that? Yes, Councillor Goblin.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. In terms of a governance perspective, on item 12.4, we had to note an amendment to the budget of $175,000. Why is it that the financial amount specifically relevant to this special budget review hasn't been mentioned? It's just adopting the budget review without a mention of any sort of surplus or otherwise.
Through the CEO, Michael.
Thank you. Through the chair, if I understand the question correctly, the amendment that we were just talking about for the $175,000 is a council decision that obviously is yet to be finalised. That will occur at the ordinary council meeting. This is actually specifically pertaining to the July to September period. So it will obviously get picked up and adjusted, but until it's a formal council decision, it wouldn't get included in this.
Thank you. Any further questions on this one? 14.3? Nope. 15 Chief Executive Officer reports. 15, one, appointment to elected members, appointment of elected members to external bodies. Do we have any questions on this item? Councillor Leeser.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. If my memory serves, last year we had a pre-nomination type system. Are we going to do that again this year?
See ya.
So on this occasion, it was considered, because all of the committees have really only just been in place for 1 year, that it was prudent to continue on, so the learning and experience of all of the members. However, if it is that some of these aren't accepted, then there's an opportunity during council to withdraw or nominate yourselves for other committees.
So perhaps I could ask CEO if an elected member who's currently on one of these committees chose not to continue, that would still be possible, would it not?
Great.
And others could then nominate. Okay. Councillor Fleeton, you had a question already. Okay. And were there any other questions on this one? Councillor Gordon, no? Okay. Just saw you lean forward. Thought that might be it. No more on this one. Right. 15.2, committees of council, terms of reference, review and appointment of members. Are there any questions on this item? I note there are two from you, Councillor Fleeton.
I didn't see them on the back, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Okay. Yes, Councillor Gordon.
I'd like to understand why the officers have recommended that the Policy and Legislation Committee has 9 elected members.
Seems like an error to me, CEO.
It's been a high-functioning committee, Lord Mayor, but I'll pass to the governance, to the Executive Director, Strategy and Governance.
Through you, Lord Mayor, the logic here was just to retain the same composition as the policy committee as previous. So the previous policy committee had 9 members. The only change here is adding in the legislation component to give effect to the local law review.
Okay. Any further questions from anybody on that item, 15.2? Item 16, committee reports. There are no committee reports for consideration. 17 is motions, of which notice has been given. They will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. 18, matters for which the meeting may be closed. There are no matters for which the meeting may be closed. 19 is urgent business. These will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting. And so item number 20, there being no further business, I will now declare the agenda briefing session closed at 5:54 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Could we all please rise for the exit of the Right Honourable Lord Mayor, Mr. Basil Zempler?